Today is World Press Freedom Day. I'm so grateful to be free to report uncensored here at KZYX. Other journalists are not so fortunate, so I send out an SOS for all those being persecuted, kidnapped, even killed for trying to share information and shed some light in the dark corners of the world. SOS, Mayday, Mayday. Distress calls from all over the world, not only from journalists, but from the island of Haiti, the hills of China and Chile, from the volcano of Iceland to the coal mines of West Virginia to the shores of Alabama and Louisiana to the deserts of Arizona. What do we do? Who do we turn to? Who can get us out of this mess? Workers of the world, unite! And yes, they did. They marched in solidarity and protested all week long on Wall Street, in D.C., Los Angeles, Chicago, Dublin, Nepal, Athens. People and the planet are in serious crisis. Help! We the people and the creatures we love are in continuous peril on levels more complex and deeper than ever imaginable. The fact is, we need everyone in the world working together to survive at this point. We can no longer treat this existence as a privilege for some and a duty for others. Change is here, whether we like it or not. There are some things we must accept. One, the planet is warming, and it is disrupting our plans in very creative and destructive ways. Two, seizing control of and extracting fossil fuels from the Earth is destroying our lives, whether it's crude gurgling up from the bottom of the ocean or the death toll in the Middle East. The corporations and federal agencies in charge of these enterprises are inept, irresponsible, and profit obscene amounts of money and leave terminal disasters in their wake. Yet the people who do the physical labor to provide these goods and services are treated like garbage as far as safety measures, compensation, regulations, and protections. For example, soldiers, oil rig workers, miners, undocumented workers. We need their help, not only to maintain our consumptive lifestyles, but to evolve into the next sustainable phase of our existence. For all their hard work, we cut corners and paychecks, steal pensions and retirement, deny health care, detain, delay, lie, obfuscate, harass, interrogate, spy on, and invade the privacy of people who are here working their asses off so we can function. How could we possibly think that it is the banks that are too big to fail, when the truth is the minimum wage, blue-collar, and immigrant workforce is too big to fail? We must shore them up with true financial security, civil rights protections, and respect. Investing in the proper equipment and not allowing an irresponsible profiteering corporation like Halliburton to fix a leak 5,000 feet below sea level, which is exactly what they did 20 hours before the Deep Horizon rig exploded. To me, an oil rig is too big to fail. Let's reclaim that phrase and make sense out of it. It's not the banks that have the true power, it is the service industry. And if the service industry shuts down, that automatically shuts down the banks. We're talking electricians, dock workers, minimum wage workers, steel workers, miners, baseball players, truckers, teachers, machinists, flight attendants, teamsters, hotel workers, and last but not least, our soldiers. Hey, even the anesthesiologists' unions are refusing to take part in the death penalty executions. They say their job is to heal, not to execute. The solidarity of those who actually serve civil society in ways that truly enrich, protect, and elevate our existence are not only too big to fail, they are big enough to succeed. Let the anesthesiologists lead the way.
You're poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.